For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Galvin, what line will we be playing for?
I'm going to win today for line 14. How you like that?
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hello, Don. Please hold. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish.
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this? Come on now. Hello?
Rebecca.
Oh, you almost lost it, Rebecca. Good. Hold on. I'll take line 6. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Roger. Can I play Sporgle?
Sure, I'm playing for you, sir. Please hold.
Line what?
I'm 6. On line 6. Carmen is the keeper of your hometown pizza, Sporgle, and Joey Pap McGee is your backup judge.
It's great pizza.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Michigan.
It's a great logo. I like the logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just his hometown pizza.
Yeah.
Could be from where anybody's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you're there, it's like your hometown.
Yeah.
Genius.
Not my hometown.
Very good pizza.
What are we playing today, Carmen?
Today we're going to play, can you answer these general trivia questions intended for a college audience that share a theme?
Okay.
College share a theme. I did not go to college, so can I still play?
No.
Sorry. Okay, so the first one, we're going to go down easy.
All right.
This is the first category.
If I tell you a secret, you promise to tell my wife?
Yeah, of course.
I found a website that gives you the Jeopardy... final Jeopardy question of the day.
What, are you an amateur?
What?
I found that a long time ago.
Oh, but I use it, though, just for Final Jeopardy.
So do I. So do I all the time.
Oh, last night.
The exact same thing. Impress my wife.
Last night when they were like, this African city, and she goes, oh, I'm out. And I'm like, oh, wait, let me hear what it is. Named after an explorer, and I'm like, oh, I think that's Brazzaville. And they're like, I don't even know what that is. And they're like, what is Brazzaville? And that's correct. And she looked at me, and I was like, some things I just know.
Yeah, man. That's right. A relationship built on lies.
That's right. Awesome. The only way to build them.
Don't tell her. Don't tell her. All right, what do we got? Sorry. Here we go.
Common theme, general trivia. First one. What card game with take 4 in reverse
Texas
card?
Texas Hold'em.
Requires
Uno.
A player. Yes, Galvin. What is the name of the highest vocal range female singer?
Soprano.
Yes, Mike Kelta. What is the name of a sufferer of the congenital disorder that features little or no pigment in the skin?
Albino.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike Kelta. What geological feature is, bear with me on these, Yihajafilahakul, Monalaa, Krakatoa, and...
Mountains.
Volcano.
Ah,
volcano.
There you go. Yeah. Spanish doesn't know what's going on.
Dude, I got it. I was so close.
Mauna Loa and Krakatoa.
Krakatoa, I was like,
I was so close to all of us.
All right.
And that was just one. What gaming title has set of dots numbering from...
Dominoes.
Yes, Galvin. What multimedia artist and second wife of John Lennon was...
Yoko Ono.
Yes, Galvin. What traditional Japanese garment literally translates...
Kimono.
Mike Kelta. What instrument was played by Frederick Champagne?
Cello.
Chopin.
Organ.
And Elton John.
Oh.
Piano.
Yes, Mike
Spanish
Kelta.
Spanish still doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, I know. A common theme. Thank you, Calvin.
Wow.
I don't know why you're helping him.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Don't worry. He needs it. What car collecting comedian host?
Leno.
Yes, Mike Kelta. And what was the maiden name of Franklin Roosevelt's mother?
Delano.
What?
Delano.
Delano.
Ah, damn it.
You almost gave it to him.
Yeah.
I had to ask him repeated it. Jesus. That's the end of easy.
Oh.
Score right now. I am in last with 0. No idea what's going on. Galvin is in second with 3. And Michael is leading right now with 8. No, 7.
This is not going to help you. Okay. Next one. What enclave country inside Italy has been independent since 301 when it left the Roman Empire?
Vatican City.
Is it still O?
San Marino.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of the Flintstone family pet, a purple Dino. Snorkosaurus? Yes, Mike Kelta. What Italian word meaning infant was...
Bambino.
Yep, Mike Kelta.
Say an Italian going.
Bambino!
Okay. What goddess is the queen of the gods and wife of Jupiter in Roman mythology?
Juno.
Yes, Galvin.
Thank you.
That was impressive. I don't know why.
I got Dino. Nothing?
No, I mean, come on. Snorkosaurus. There's not too many of those. What two-word Latin term is used to describe...
Pro bono.
Yes, Matt Kelta. What dark green chili pepper originated...
Habanero.
Yes.
Oh, on the board.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh.
Jalapeno.
Oh. Off the board.
Get off the board.
Sorry. What last name is shared by French actor Jean and former
U.S.
attorney? Yes. What herb from the mint family, also called marjoram, is often used on pizza?
Oregano.
Yes.
Jesus.
Marjoram? I don't know. What is that? And making sure... That is the end of Medium.
All right. We got to go on a run here.
Woo!
Good luck.
I am still in last and not on the board with no idea what's going on. Galvin is in second with 4. Michael, you're dominating with 13 right now. So many points. I'm confused.
Are there enough for me to come back?
How many is it down?
I need 12.
Yeah.
Don't tell him. Let him anticipate.
Shut up. It's so close. What is the name of Sacha Baron Cohen's Grey's Austria?
Bruno.
Yes. Austrian.
Here comes the comeback.
That's one in a row.
What Greek philosopher is probably best known today for his paradoxes, including one about moving distances?
Atheno.
Einsteino.
No.
Zeno. What retired American golfer won 3 majors, 2 times each?
Faldo.
And is
Falco.
And is considered the greatest Hispanic golfer of all time.
Mickelson.
No, Lee Trevino. What California city is home to corporate headquarters of Apple Inc.?
San Diego.
No, Cupertino. What basketball coach is the only one to win the NCAA championship with 2 different teams, Kentucky and his current team, Louisville?
Vivino.
What was that?
Vivino.
No.
No, but it's something like that. What is it?
Spamino.
Rick Pitino.
Oh, no.
Pitino.
And we're on the last 3.
Damn it.
I am out of this race because I have not answered 1. Galvin is in second with 5. Michael, you're still leading with 13.
What?
These are all worth 3 points.
I laid back.
Oh, yeah. Lay back further.
Okay. Last 3. What hard, salty, sharp Italian cheese made from sheep's milk is often mixed with Parmesan and grated?
Romano. Pecorino Romano.
Yes, Mike Kelta. What is the title of the first part of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy?
Inferno.
Mike Kelta. And the last one. What coffee drink is made from double...
Espresso.
Double espresso.
Oh.
Hot milk. Steamed milk. Foam.
Cappuccino. That was hard. Those are the hard ones?
Those are hard.
Oh, my God.
I believe I
have a 16.
Yeah, the final score, I was in last with 0. Galvin in second with 5. Michael, the champion, with 16 points.
Thank you very much.
So... Getting blanked, what happens to you? Don't we have to do something?
You have to sit on the counter.
In the middle.
In Indian style.
That's what it was. You want to play tomorrow. No. Next time, you got to sit Indian style on the counter.
Yep. You guys just making stuff up.
We said we were going to get the circle, the little turntable.
It's going to be a lazy season.
Yeah,
nope.
Lazy season.
Lazy Spanish.
Sit on it. We can.
I'm going to have one built.
Do it. Have Big Dick build it.
We can find one that will fit him.
Yeah, there's got to be a dumb waiter we can just use.
You're a dumb waiter.
Dumb waiter's a different thing.
Yeah, but you could just put it on, to build one, you just put it on a little spinning
table.
Dumb
waiter goes up and down.
Yeah. Totally different thing.
I know it's a different thing. I'm aware of what a dumbwaiter is.
Okay, then explain what you're talking about.
You get a turntable, and then you put a dumbwaiter on it, because it's big enough to fit me, but not small enough, and then you spin it around that.
Nope.
Yeah.
You don't know what a dumbwaiter is?
It's a little elevator in a house that you pull with a rope up and down.
So why are we pulling you up and down on a lazy Susan?
You're not pulling me up and down anywhere. You're placing the bottom of the dumbwaiter on a round table, and I'm sitting on that.
Why didn't you just say milk crate?
Spinning that.
Or a board.
Because a board. Lazy Susan, dumbwaiter, he was just trying to mix the
What are you, his lawyer?
Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
You're literally...
Objection.
I'm trying to build stuff, man. I'm an engineer. Let me build. I'm like Legos.
So then we put the licorice on top of the shoe.
Right? Yeah.
Like, that makes as much sense
as... And put that on the lady's shoes.
Yeah.
Perfect sense. But actually, licorice you could use as a shoestring, so...
Who are you?
I mean, I can find logic in anything.
Lazy Susan, dumb waiter, big mouth Carmen. All of those things can go together.
Jesus.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.